Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. A lot of you know a thing or two about the radio station that gives our show life. Northern Community Radio was founded in 1971, launched 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids in 1976. They've got a translator in Brainerd at 89.9 FM, and just last year launched a new far-reaching station, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji and Bagley. The station reaches across northern Minnesota from near the North Dakota border to the doorstep of Duluth, all through the woods, and of course right here over the Big Fork Valley. It's the station of the North, and we're North now. I don't think this show has ever broadcast as close to the North Pole as we are tonight. It's Christmas time, you have to think about that. And I mentioned earlier the weather. The weather's a little rough out there tonight, and the snow is falling, the roads are a little slick, a little bit. This always brings out the storm stories. We've been talking backstage about storm stories, you know, things going on, and just remember New Year's Eve. When I was in high school, I was out in Cherry. Cherry's like Big Fork. It's kind of like Iron Range cast-offs, you know? Renegades and radicals kind of thrown out there in the woods. They make do. Anyway, we were making do on New Year's Eve one time, and it was snowing, and I put my family's wood panel-sided station wagon in the ditch. This was, I was 16. I just had my license, and we had to leave it. My dad came. The next day, we came back to pick it up, and someone had shot several 22-gauge shells into the side of the station wagon. The driver's side, you're right up the side, you know. And it was fine otherwise, so we drove it around, and I drove to school in a family station wagon with bullet holes. And let me tell you something, that's cool. They sell the little decals you put on now, but these were not decals. But really want to thank everyone who came out, and of course our engineer Dan Haug from Bemidji drove up through the snow, and on violin Mr. Gary Schulte drove up from Minneapolis this morning. We are glad to see the two of them walk in this morning. You know, one of the things about living out here in Big Fork, I live down in Balsam, kind of like Big Fork, not far from here, and the way you close a conversation is always watch for deer. You know, you ever notice that? It's like an actual greeting, you know, instead of saying goodbye, hey, it's been good to see you, cherished relative. You know, we're glad to see you. Good luck with that history test or something. And by the way, watch for deer. And it's totally normal here, but it makes no sense. It can't make any sense to other people in other places. But anyway, watch for deer when you leave this place. And here with a deer story, an interesting encounter between deer and car, but not the kind you would expect. KXC program director Heidi Holton.
Hi, Aaron.
What happened? You had a story.
I wasn't gonna call it a deer story. I lost my keys yesterday.
You lost your keys?
Yeah. About 5:45 in the morning.
What kind of car do you drive?
Prius.
A Prius.
It's a push button. Okay, ignition. Push button. So I rarely have to actually touch my keys. They can just be in a bag. They can be in the back seat. They can be anywhere. I just push the button. The car goes on. So I never worry. In fact, I'm just too comfortable. I don't have to think about my keys ever. But yesterday was a long day. I was on the radio, getting ready for the show, getting ready to come up for the rehearsal. Needed to find my keys to get driving, to go, because the car wouldn't start, even though my bags were in there.
Yeah.
Looked everywhere. Couldn't find it. Huge, crazy, you know, looking back. Where did I go? I looked everywhere. Looked in the bathroom. Looked everywhere. KXE. No luck. So Maddie Frick had to drive up here. We go back home. We look again at the station. We Google, can a Prius drive without the keys? Turns out, yes. If you start the car with the key in there, but then throw it out the window, you can still drive. You just can't start it again. So she drove me home, and I thought, okay, my keys are going to be in the driveway. We were so excited. No, keys were not in the driveway. This morning, I get a text. I'd forgotten the element that yesterday I gave my coworker Steve a bag of venison, frozen, put it in the freezer at work. He took it home, texted me this morning, that's where they found my keys.
In the bag of venison.
Yeah, luckily Dodger is going to have some venison tomorrow night. That's the only way these things got found.
So they took it out to thaw it out and found your
my
keys. It could have been there for years.
Right. So I guess it's a car and deer story.
That's not what you expect. Well,
no.
Thank you, Heidi.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, from new music to the people and culture of Northern Minnesota, Northern Community Radio is the treasure of these North Woods, celebrating the particular woods that surround this theater.